Empresario.
Minister Vibha. So we are seeing about Vibhakti and Karaka. We will continue today. Last class I mentioned that two things I mentioned. One is this, I will be giving you some definitions that every person who learns Vyakaranam should know. And another thing was, one of you have to do Chintana. Somebody is not unmuted. I request all of you to please be mute. It is so disturbing. Rosario Mahodaya, can you please be mute?
Hello. Namaste.
Namaste. So any of you have prepared for the Chintana? Can any of you give a quick recap for the last class? Rupa, Bhagini, or any of you, Chandra, Bhagini, whomever can.
I'm Bhagini, I'm Karomi.
Karomi, come here.
प्रथमं प्रार्थनां करोमि वा
हा हा करोतु
सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा गतसप्ताहे वयं विभक्तिवल्लरीकक्षायां प्रथमं शब्दम् इत्युक्ते किम् इति दृष्टवन्तः शब्दः व्यञ्जन स्वरव्यञ्जन संयुक्तेन भवन्ति तेषां किमपि अर्थं भवति साधु एवम् असाधु शब्दानि भवन्ति तत्र व्याकरणे वयं एतानि शब्दानाम् उपयोगं पठामः तदनन्तरं वयं कारकान् दृष्टवन्तः कारकः इत्युक्ते किम् इति दृष्टवन्तः यत् किमपि क्रियया अन्वयति तत् कारकं देट् विच् हेज़् अ रिलेशन्शिप् वित् एक्षन् इस् काल्ड् कारक among karakas pratamam kartrakaraka that which is related to action kartrakarakasya swatantraha karta iti vadati tatra karta
swatantraha
karta pratama vibhakti bhavati तदनन्तरं द्वितीयम् अस्ति कर्मकारकः फलाश्रयः कर्म इति देट् विच् इस् डिसैर्ड् आर् नाट् डिसैर्ड् बै द कर्ता इस् द कर्म कर्म इस् द आब्जेक्ट् सो कर्मकारकः द्वितीया विभक्ति भवति तावदेव इति चिन्तयामि
अस्तु भगिनि सम्यक् धन्यवादः ऐ विल् अगेन् गिव् अ क्विक् रीक्याप् वाट् एवर् शी सेड् इस् फैन् फस्ट् वी हाव् अ डेफिनेशन् आफ् व्याकरणं वाट् अ व्याकरणम् इस् व्याकरणम् इस् बेसिकलि टु डिवैड् अ साधुशब्द एण्ड् असाधुशब्द साधुशब्द आफ् दोस् विच् आर् इन् अलैन्मेण्ट् टु व्याकरणम् And always remember, Vyakaranam doesn't mean grammar. It is much more than grammar. Because it conveys the use and abuse of a language. But it conveys something more than this as well. Just that I'm not touching right now, but just keep in mind that Vyakaranam is not simply grammar, but it is something more than that. So, Sadhu Shabda are the Shabdas that are in aligned with the grammatical aspects, if you can say so. And we straightly jumped to Karaka theory. So Karaka theory is very important to understand Vibhakti. you cannot separate vibhakti and karaka. Karaka is the shakti that a noun possesses in a simpler sense. For example, when I say Rama killed Ravana with a bow and arrow, this is a statement that I am making. So if I have to say it in Sanskritam, I will say Ramaha Banena Ravanam Hanti. So Rama is the doer here. So the doer will always be in Prathama Vibhakti. Or the Shakti that the doer possesses is the Kartrikarakam or Karta. Now Ramaha is the doer. The agent here is Rama. He is the person who is doing the action of killing. And we know killing is a verb. So Hanti is the Han Dhatu. So that is the Kriya. So we have two more words in this. Banena and Ravanam. Rama killed. Yes, Ramaha Hanti. And this is a simple statement. Rama killed whom or what? The answer that you get will be Dvitiya Vibhakti or the Karma Karaka. The Shakti that the person possesses is the Karma. Karma Karaka. Banena. Banena is with bow and arrow. If I have to translate this to Sanskritam, Tad Anukula Kriya. Anukulam is the facilitator. Dhanushaha Grihna Tatra Banasya Yojanam Ityadi Rame Asti. So with Rama holding the bow and arrow, that Shakti is there. But having said that, you are just keeping a bow and arrow in one place, and Ravana is in one place, and Rama is in one place. Will Rama be able to kill Ravana just because bow and arrow is present? The answer is obviously no, because Rama has to take it up and do it. So that is why the Kartra Shakti is within Rama. The Karana Shakti, the Tritiya Vibhakti is known as Karana, Karana Karana. The Karana Shakti is with the Dhanush or the bow and arrow. So we have so far, including the whatever I said, we have conferred three Karakas and three Vibhakti, Kartrikaraka, Prathama Vibhakti, Karmakaraka, Dvitiya Vibhakti, Karmakaraka. Okay. Karanakaraka will be Tritiya Vibhakti. So we will directly go to the Pustakam. We wrote almost 17 pages just for Dvitiya Vibhakti. So some of you have done the homework. Some of you have sent me personally and in the group. That is fine. Most of you have done it really nice. For others, I have also mentioned the mistake and everything. Umma Bhagini Astiva?
Bhagini. Aam Bhagini.
Again, Prathima Abhyasam Kartum Shakyate Eva Bhagini.
Pardon? Prathama?
Prathama Abhyasam Asti Khalu Pustake.
Dvitiya.
तत्कर्तुं द्वितीया इति प्रथमः अभ्यासः अस्ति पुस्तके तत्कर्तुं शक्यते वा इति मम प्रश्नः.
अहं पठामि वा?
करोतु भगिनी, अभ्यासमस्ति खलु, उत्तरं ददातु तस्य.
कर्मकरः वृक्षं सिञ्चति, सज्जनः सज्जनः
करोतु
धर्मं पालयति, अहं शब्दं शृणोमि,
सा
इतिहासं स्मरति. धन्यवादः.
गौरीशङ्करमहोदय अग्रिमं करोतु.
अहं शब्दं शृणोमि, सा इतिहासं स्मरति, ते विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति, सेविका आपणं गच्छति स्वामिनी
तावदेव महोदय धन्यवादः रूपा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु
आं भगिनि स्वामिनी सेविका आह्वयति जनकः पत्रिकां पठति बालकः जननीं नमस्करोति माता पुत्रीं बोधयति
धन्यवादः सो व्हेनेवर यू अप्रोच अ सेंटेंस मेक श्योर यू फर्स्ट आइडेंटिफाई द क्रिया फॉर एग्जांपल द फर्स्ट सेंटेंस इज कर्मकरः वृक्षं सिञ्चति सो इन दैट क्रिया इज सिञ्चति who does that karma karaha so an answer was for who will be prathama what will be vriksham so the answer for what will be dvitiya so I hope the point is clear here any questions in dvitiya vibhakti if not we will continue doing the abhyasa there are a lot more if any of you did not understand कारकम् और विभक्ति इज लेट मी नो अदरवाइज वी विल जस्ट गो अहेड ओके भवानी भगिनी अस्ति वा यू हैव अनम्यूटेड बट आई कुडंट हियर यू ओके वीना भगिनी वीना मोहन भगिनी
नमस्ते भगिनी कैन एम आई ऑडिबल
या या यू आर ऑडिबल कैन यू डू द सेकंड वन एतानि वाक्यानि पठतां क्लियर राइट कैन यू डू दैट
एतानि वाक्यानि पठत नामः पाठं पठित्वा निद्रां करोति
नौ ऐ वाण्ट् यू टु डु से वाट् इस् क्रिया वाट् इस् कर्ता वाट् इस् कर्म
क्रिया निद्रां करोति
बोध् क्रिया निद्रां करोति बोध क्रिया
करोति क्रिया ओके करोति इस् द क्रिया निद्रा इस् द कर्म कर्म एण्ड्
कर्म सो देर् टू क्रिया फार् द क्रिया करोति निद्रां कर्मकारकं बट् फार् द क्रिया पठित्वा पठित्वा रीडिङ्ग् इस् आल्सो क्रिया रैट् सो फार् द आक्ट् आफ् रीडिङ्ग् पाठम् इस् द कर्मकारकं डू यु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् but then the patitva kriya is not given as patati so technically it should have been ramaha patam patati nidra karoti but then here it has been given as patitva which means we are trying to introduce something new now you go to the paragraph after the four sentences there is a paragraph right can you read
yes एतेषु वाक्येषु चतुरस्रचिह्नेन क्रमशः सुमन्तं ल्यवन्तं सुमनन्तं चतुरन्तं च पदं सूचितं तेभ्यः पूर्वं स्थितानि कर्मफलानि अधोरेखया
सूचितानि
तेषाम् अपि द्वितीया भवति इत्येतम् अंशं परिशीलयत.
Can you explain what is given? Is it possible for you to explain us?
There are four, that is Svantam, Yavantam, Sumanantam. Fourth one is Chatrantam, no?
Chatrantam is also a pratyaya.
Yeah. So there are four, in these sentences, these four are there. This chinna. These four chinnas are present. Before them, karma padani. Sorry, ma'am.
Okay.
Sorry, ma'am.
It has been given that adhoreka means the underline. Adho is under. Reka is the line. Adhoreka is underline.
Karma padani. So they are the karma padani, adhva, which are underlined. That is Devya Purva. That's before
those.
Before what they are, before those, which one? Before the before
you just now said it, right?
Okay. Yes.
Your voice is breaking a lot. Better.
So maybe the net connection, ma'am.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, the before these four rectangles, okay, the Chaturashchinna is there, right? Before those, there are underlined words, which means they also get Dvitiya Vibhakti. So not just because there is a verb and the answer you get what, that is that alone is not Dvitiya, but also in front of such and such pratyaya. So Dhanyavada, everybody, you can be in mute now. I'll explain a bit about pratyaya. So pratyaya are known as suffixes. They come at the end of the dhatu. Dhatu is verbal root. So at the end you will be using pratyaya. So pratyaya is a new term if you did not know before. There are more than 100 pratyayas. And they have been categorized as well, like Sanadi Pratyaya, Vikarana Pratyaya, Kritu Pratyaya, Kinga Pratyaya, Sukha Pratyaya, Tri Pratyaya, Tandhita Pratyaya, so on and so forth. So here we have been introduced to Kritu Pratyaya. Kritu Pratyaya will come only to Dhatu. Okay, wherever there are Dhatu, then Kritu Pratyaya will come into picture. There are many Krita Pratyayas. I think there are 27 Krita Pratyayas. But here we have been introduced to four of those. And they have been listed as Svantam, Yavantam, Sumunantam, Kshatrantam. So there are four Pratyayas that have been given. In the first example, Ramaha Patham Patitva Nidram Karoti. So here, Patitva is having read, or after reading, he slept. The idea it is trying to convey. Okay, Ramaha Nidram Karoti. When Patham Patitva, after reading his lesson, Rama went to sleep. Sandeep Mahodaya, can you read the second example?
महोदय अभ्यास भवती मां पठितुम् इच्छन्ति
पठतु
हा आवरणे सूचितानां शब्दानां उचितरूपाणि रिक्ते स्थले लिखत.
महोदय, कुत्र पठति भवान्? द्वितीय अभ्यासमस्ति खलु, तत्र द्वितीय उदाहरणं पठतु. तत् अभवत्, आल्रेडि दे हव् डन् द 10 सेण्टेन्सेस्. वि आर् इन् द नेक्स्ट् पेज्.
सेकेण्ड् पेज् न
एतानि वाक्यानि पठित.
भवती डेश् विषयः इति न भवतः भवती डेश् विषयः ज्ञात्वा अग्रे पठतु.
तत् न, तत् पूर्वं
रामपठं रामपाठं पठित्वा इति.
तदनन्तरं किम् अस्ति? बालकः
बालकः हस्तं प्रक्षाल्य भोजनं करोति.
तत्र किम् अस्ति?
क्रियापद् करोति. तत्र प्रक्षाल्य इति लभ्यन्तं प्रत्यय भोजनं
प्रत्यय
प्रत्यय
लभन्तप्रत्यय
लबन्तं प्रत्यय अस्तु. भोजनं तथा हस्तं क्रिया अस्ति, कर्म अस्ति, बालकः कर्तृपदम् अस्ति.
सो वी हैव बीन टॉक टू सो फार स्वान्तं एंड लबन्तं. धन्यवादः महोदय. शंकर प्रसाद महोदय, तृतीय उदाहरणं.
हलो. हाँ मैडम, छात्राः पाठं पठितुं विद्यालयं गच्छति गच्छन्ति
गच्छन्ति. क्रिया किं? कर्तृ किं? कर्म किं?
दिस् इस् पठितुम् इस् तुमुन् प्रत्ययं तुमुन् अन्तः एण्ड् एट् दि एण्ड् वी आर् हेविङ्ग् तुमुन् किं पठितुं. छात्राः बहुवचनं कर्तृपदं गच्छन्ति इस् दि वर्ब् क्रियापदं विद्यालयं गच्छन्ति विद्यालयम् इस् दि कर्मपदं द्वितीया विभक्ति.
अपि च
पाठं पठितुम् आल्सो पाठं द्वितीया विभक्ति पठितुं तुमुन् प्रत्ययं दरिदालुत वर्ब्.
There is one small thing that I would like to mention. Whatever you said is correct. Yes. It always starts from Kriya Padam. After mentioning the Kriya Padam, ask the questions and try to answer it. For example, Kriya Gachanti, where Vidyalayam Gachanti. So Vidyalayam is Karma Karaka, or in Vidya Vibhakti. Who goes? Chhatraha. What else is there? Patitum is there, which is Tuman Pratyaya, but Kriya. What patitum? Patam patitum. So that is also Vidya. So in that way, if you decode it, tomorrow when you read a shloka, that will become a practice to you. You can just like this practice. Okay.
Main kriya is?
Whatever you said is correct only. Main kriya is Gacchanti, but patitum is also kriya. But in both the places, Vidya Vibhakti is being used. That is the idea behind the example. But apart from that, if you follow the pattern that I said, you can very easily understand the shloka or whatever sentences that they are going to come up with. Dhanyavadah.
Thank you.
Bhagini, eka samshayam asti.
Prichatu.
Tvanta prayoge, tat pratyayaha kim bhavati, tva iti. Okay. Dhanyavada.
Okay, so it is first is ikk and then itt and then va. Twa. Saroj Mahodaya, Tiva. Saroj Mahodaya. couldn't hear you. You have unmuted yourself, but I don't hear anything. Rameshwari Bhagini. पठतु अग्रिमम् उदाहरणं पठतु कृपया. चतुर्थम् उदाहरणमस्ति खलु.
बालिका पाठं पठन्ती एव निद्रां कृतवती. बालिका कर्ता.
वन् सेकेण्ड्. वेन् यु रीड् इट् पठन्ती एव निद्रां कृतवती. दट् शुड् बि द मोडुलेशन्.
ओके. बालिका पाठं पठन्ती एव निद्रां कृतवती. बालिका कर्ता. बालिका कर्ता.
No, no. I just now explained, Rameshwari Bhagini, listen to me. I just now explained you, start from the verb. Always start from the verb.
Okay.
And then decode it one by one. This is like a formula. If you understand the formula, then everything will fall into place.
Okay. Kritvati, Pathanti.
Kritvati, it's not Kritvati. Why can't you read it really slow? Kritavati, there are four letters. It's not Kritvati. Kritvati is Hindi. Kritvati is Sanskrit. Okay?
Kritavati, Kriyapada.
No, no, it is not Bhagini. It's not Kritavati, it's Kritavati.
Kritavati. Kritavati. Is it okay? Kritavati.
It is still not perfect. You listen to the recording. Okay, process it in your mind, swara by swara, and then try to understand it. Yeah, go
ahead. Kritavati is a kriyapada.
You are saying Kritavati. I am saying Kritavati. Kri. It's just not, it's Kri, not Kri.
Okay, right. Kritavati.
Okay.
Krutavati.
It's not even Krutavati. Somewhere in between.
Krishna.
You are either going to that extent or to this extent. It, again, it's not Krishna. It's Krishna.
Krishna, okay. Krutavati. Okay. Kriyapada.
No, okay,
Pathanti. Kriyapada. Then,
what about Krutavati?
Nidram. Nidram karma.
No, no. You said Pathanti is a Kriya. I'm asking, then what about Kritavati?
Kriya. Kriya.
So, for that Kriya, for Kritavati Kriya, what will be the karma karma?
Nidram.
Fine.
And now, for Pathanti? Wait.
No, wait, okay. Wait. We are not in a hurry, okay? Kritavati is the verb. You said it's a Kriya. Wonderful. What did she do? Nidram Kritavati. So the answer for what will be Dvitiya Vibhakti or Karma Karaka. The Shakti is Karma and the Vibhakti is going to be Dvitiya Vibhakti. Fine. Who does that? Or who did that?
Balika, Karta.
So what is the Karaka and Vibhakti of Balika?
Kartru Karaka.
What will be the Vibhakti of the... wonderful. Now, fine. What is the another Kriya that you are able to find?
Pathanti.
Wonderful. What is the Pratyaya of Patya Dhatu here?
Shatra Pratyaya.
Wonderful. Shatra Pratyaya. So, it becomes Pathanti. Okay. Now I know Pathanti is the Kriya. What Pathanti? What did she read?
Patham.
So what will be the karma, what will be the karaka and the vibhakti?
For patham, it is a dvitiya vibhakti karma karaka.
Wonderful. And we also know that even for that, the kartra karaka is the same. Which is?
Kabalika, prathama vibhakti.
Wonderful. So,
kartra karaka.
Wonderful. Right. Are you able to follow? Clear, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Dhanyavad.
Okay.
Dhanyavad. I have a doubt. Can I ask? We say patitva, jnatva, and all that. Why is it not called ittvantam but ittvantam?
I don't get you. Why is it not?
Ittvantam, it is patitva, right? Jnatva. There is no ka coming, but we call it as ittvantam.
Okay, after the class you spend 1 hour, I will say all the sutras associated to that. That is still a process. Okay. See, I will tell you something. You have Ramaha, right? The Pratipadikam Rama is attached to the Pratyaya called Su. And then, the Rama Pratipadikam goes through 10 or 12 sutras to get the final form called Ramaha. So, the process that we will see a little later, say once we finish this and once we get comfortable, we'll definitely see it. Okay, I'll at least try to, you know, decode at least one of those. I always feel that it is very much important for everybody to know it. We will definitely do it, okay?
That's fine, thank you.
Your question is correct, absolutely correct. It is a wise question. Yeah, you're welcome.
Fine.
Dhinadhar Mahode, Agdimam Karo.
Bhagini, Shruyate va?
Am Shruyate.
भवान् इदानीं
विद्याधर महोदय यथा पठति अग्रिमं करोतु भगिनि अहम् आह्वयामि भवती
ओके थेङ्क् यु
विद्याधर महोदय
आं भगिनि आवरणे सूचितानां अभ्यासः आवरणे सूचितानां शब्दानां उचितरूपाणि रिक्तस्थले लिखत भवति विषयः ज्ञात्वा अग्रे पठतु विषयः इस् प्रथमव्यक्ति बट् इट् इस् वेन् वि यूस् दिस् इन् द सेण्टेन्स् इट् बिकम्स् भवति विषयं ज्ञात्वा अग्रे पठतु पठतु इस् द क्रियापद पठतु इस् द क्रियापद एण्ड् ज्ञात्वा इस् अ त्वान्त क्रियापद त्वान्तप्रत्ययक्रियापद भवति इस् द कर्तृकारक एण्ड् हेन्स् प्रथमविभक्ति विषयः इस् द कर्मकारक एण्ड् हेन्स् इट् बिकम्स् द्वितीया विभक्ति हियर् विषयं ज्ञात्वा अग्रे इस् एक्चुलि इस् अ डैरेक्षनल् आर् विशेषण ऐ थिङ्क् बट् ऐ एम् नाट् श्योर् वाट् इस् बट् इट् इस् नाट्
क्रिया But for both the kriya, there is only one karmakaraka and there is only one kartrikaraka, which is Vishayam and Bhavati.
Okay. Aam bhagya.
Okay. Wonderful. So, can I give the entire thing as a homework? Will it be possible for you guys to do it? It's pretty much the same, but only thing, you have to follow the same pattern. अधः स्थितानि वाक्यानि पठत कस्य क्रमः भवानि भगिनी पठति वा
आं भगिनि सः पाठं पठति
सम्यक्
सः पाठं पठितवान् सः पाठं पठिष्यति सः पाठं पठतु सः पाठं पठित्वा गृहं गतवान् सः पाठं पठितुं पुस्तकं स्वीकृतवान् सः पाठं विलिख्य गृहं गतवान् लिखित्वा सः पाठं पठन् निद्रां कृतवान्
सम्यक् सो हियर् द पठित्वा पठितुं लिखित्वा पठन् आल् दीस् आर् वेरियस् प्रत्यया बट् देन् द फस्ट् सेक्षन् वेर् इट् इस् पठति पठितवान् पठिष्यति पठतु all these are tense forms. The dhatu is pat. Pat dhatu. Pat dhatu is to read. The term pathati is to say it is vartamana kala or lat lakara, which is present tense. Pathati is present tense. And pathita van is past tense. Pathita van. And pathishyati is future. Okay? Pathishyati. So present is pathati, past is pathita van. Future will be patishyati. Next year, just remind me, I will just brief you about the dasha lakaras, the, all the 10 lakaras. Probably people who had attended the primary level would be knowing it already, but still, it will be a good revision for you guys. So just remind me. Patatu is like agnya or prarthana. It is like requesting or order. You do it. Saha padam, patam patatu. Let him read the lesson in this case. So these are just sentences for you. Now you might ask me why so many sentences. It is to let you know that in all the tenses, the four tenses, which is present, past, future, and also in the case of order, and also in the four pratyayanta rupas, we can use vidya vibhakti. So here pathati is the verb, which is in present tense. What is he reading? Patham patati. So karma karaka vidya vibhakti. Who reads? Saha. So he becomes kartrukaraka or prathama vibhakti. So similarly you will have to understand. Patithavan is the verb here. But it is in the past tense. The verbal root in the past tense form. Same question. What he read? Patham patithavan. He read the lesson. So that becomes karma karaka or dvitiya vibhakti. The shakti is karma. The associated vibhakti will be dvitiya vibhakti. Who read the lesson? Saha. He read the lesson. So that becomes kartrukaraka or prathama vibhakti. So similarly, future tense verb is there, ordered verb is there. But the question is going to be the same and the answer is going to be the same. So this is just to let you know that in all the cases, one can use vidya vibhakti or the karma karaka. Alright, any questions so far?
I have a doubt, Bhagini.
Pruchatu.
That is, the eighth one, saha patham patan nidram kritavan. So this is that fourth one, a variation of patanti. This is the fourth one, chatram.
No. This is different. I'm not touching the pratyaya right now.
It's not discussed, okay, right? It's not yet discussed.
It is not discussed. But patan is to say, while he was reading his letter.
Okay.
Patan was nidram. So he was reading already, but then his letter.
Bhagini,
we will see the rest of the pratyaya a little later.
Just the meaning. Sorry? Bhagini, just the meaning of balika patham patanti eva nidram kritavati. Is that the same as saha patha patan nidram kritavan?
No, it is actually not. There are some amount of differences. Anyhow, we will be dealing with pratyayas in detail once we are done with vibhakti and karaka.
Just the meaning I wanted, just to understand.
Eva, here there is a term called Eva, right? Eva means only. Reading, after reading only she slept off.
So,
she was that keen in doing it and then only she went to sleep.
Okay. So here it means the boy slept while reading. I mean he was reading and then...
While reading.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect.
Dhanyavad.
I'm a bit confused about the usage of, I mean, basically the fourth one, saha patham patatu. It is saha means for him, or referring to the patham here?
I don't get you. Can you repeat your question?
Saha patham patatu is there, right? So,
okay.
How do we translate that? Because patatu is an
okay,
order.
You are asking about the interpretation, right? It should be technically yes. Saha patham patati. If it is to say he is reading. But then,
correct.
We have seen in Abhyasa Pustakam, there is another way of using the order where you say let him read. So, saha patham patati is like let him read the lesson.
Oh, okay. It is basically usage as let him read. Ah. Okay.
So you can also say Eshaha Patham Patatu. I
okay.
also gave an example. I will give the same example now. Now I am calling somebody else. Say I am calling Natarajan Mahodaya. But then
okay.
you came forward and you started reading. But then I will say Mahodaya, wait. Let Mahodaya read and then you can see. So it is
okay.
similar to that.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I'm not used to being heard of speaking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is understandable. It is a little confusing usage
only. Okay. Dhanyavadam.
Bhagini, I have a small doubt. Atra saha patam patan nidram kratavan. Yadi aham sa patam, then also it will be patan if I am using.
Yeah.
Three linga
patanum.
Okay. Okay. Patanum. Okay. Patanum.
Okay. I think the end becomes Kritavati. That's all right.
Kritavati. Yeah. That kind of change will be there. Because here the saha is not related to the act of reading. Only the patam is related to the act of reading. I mean the kriya of reading. The question when you ask, it will be what? So that way. Okay. So the next page has got two more abhyasas. Again, I am giving that as a homework only because we have got 17 pages just for this Vidya Vibhakti. If we keep doing it, we will take much more time. I want to finish off Vidya Vibhakti by next class at least. So I hope you can manage doing this as well. Fifth page we will do now. The entire exercise we will do in the class, but as quick as possible. Meera Kosari Bhagini, can you do the fourth abhyasa, which is in the page 5?
Okay. Udharana. Sah pratah patrikam. That's patrika. So, dvitya vibhakti karma.
Bhagini, I will be Meera Bhagini, listen to me. I have been saying how to decode a sentence.
Kriya Padam first. Okay. Okay. So
first,
I'll read
you just read with a dash.
Okay.
And
okay.
then go one by one.
Okay. Saha Pratah Patrikam. Then finish the whole sentence.
Yeah.
Okay, patrikam, then kavitam, grantham, cha, patati. Patati is a kriyapada. Then,
Bhagini, one second. Whenever you, Meera Bhagini, one second. It is not kriyapada, it is kriyapadam.
Kriyapadam. Okay.
Finish the sentence properly.
Okay. Patati is a kriyapadam. What is he or she reading? He reading. So grantham. Grantham is a karma. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct. Go ahead.
Okay. Then next, what is he reading? Kavita. Kavitam. That's a karma also. Another. So it's a 2x1. Vibhakti, Dvitya Vibhakti. He is also reading Patrikam. So that's another karma. And Saha is a Katru Karak. Karta.
Karaka, it's not Karak.
Okay, Katru Karaka.
Katru Karakam technically. But at least
okay.
you say Karaka, don't chop in the midway. Like you say
okay.
Ram instead of Rama. If you say, okay. Again, I am saying, the sadhu shabda only can be considered as a shabda.
Okay.
So, if you say Ram, it has got no meaning. Only if you say Rama, it has got a meaning.
Okay. So, katru karaka, karaka ha.
Karakam.
Karakam. Okay.
And patrikam is also patrikarakam. And what about prathama vibhakti or karma karakam?
Saha is a prathama vibhakti.
Dhanyavada.
Okay, dhanyavada.
No, that's correct.
Okay.
So the idea here is that one kriya can have any number of karakam. Any number of karma karakam. It need not be just only one, but it can be any number of karma karakam.
Hmm.
Okay.
So,
dhanyavada.
Okay. Done.
Sorry, Bhagini.
Natarajan.
Sorry, on which page are you reading?
Page number 5.
5.
Can you do the first example, Maria? First Abhyasa. Example has been done already.
Which one?
Page number 5. Yeah.
Okay. रमेशः प्रतिदिनं देवं जनकं अग्रजं अर्चनं च नमस्करोति. अर्चनं नमस्कर. पार्डन्?
कैन यू रीड इट प्रॉपर्ली?
सॉरी 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 Acharyaham namaskaroti.
It is wrong.
Acharyam, sorry. Acharya. Acharyam namaskaroti. Is it okay?
That's fine, but explain. What is the kriya? What is the karma?
Okay.
What is the kartru?
Namaskaroti is karmapadam. Kriyapadam, sorry.
What?
Namaskaroti kriyapadam. Rameshah kartrupadam. Devah
janakah. You have been listening to me so long, right? Wait. You have been listening to me, right? So long.
Yeah.
Is this how I explained you?
Yeah, simply, first is Kriyapadam. Kriyapadam, that is Namaskaroti.
Mm-hmm.
And then, subject, Rameshah, that is Kartrupadam.
Vidyadhar Maharaj, can you please help him?
Okay, I didn't get what did you say?
Can you please explain him how to decode a sentence? He is simply saying Namaskaroti is a kriya, Ramesh is a prathama.
Namaskaroti is
the kriya. What questions will be?
Namaskaroti is the kriya. We have to start with the kriya padam. Namaskaroti is the kriya padam here. And next is to identify who is the kartru for the kriyapadam, and that is going to be Rameshah here. So kartru karaka is Rameshah, and that becomes prathama vibhakti. And then to whom he is doing the namaskara. So that all those will become the karma karaka, and those will all be in the dvitiya vibhakti. In this case, there are four of them. There could be more than one, as you say. So devah, janakah, agrajah, acharyah. So that becomes devam, janakam, agrajam, acharyam.
Samyak. Uttam. Dhanyavadah. So again, it is all again the same. We will just do two or three more, and then rest you can complete it as a homework, but you have to complete it as a homework, otherwise there is no point in learning. I hope Nataraj and Horia by now would have understood what I was expressing. We will again start from the beginning. Rupa Bhagini, can you do the second example?
Thank you.
Aam Bhagini.
Sorry.
Sita Grantham Sudhakhandam Syutam Dandancha Nayati.
Sorry, we could not hear.
I'll repeat. Dvitiya abhyasaha, I mean dvitiya udaharana. Sita grantham sudhakhandam syutam dandancha nayati. Atra kriyapadam nayati iti. Nayati is the verb. So first question is kaha nayati or who?
No, it's ka nayati. It should be ka nayati.
Kanayati, who is the one who is bringing? So it is Sita. So Sita is the Kartra Karaka Prathama Vibhakti, Sita iti, Strilinge. Then the second question will be Kam Nayati or what or does she bring?
Wonderful.
Kam Nayati, she is bringing more than one thing, Grantham, Sudhakhandam, Syutam and Dandam cha Nayati. She is bringing four of these things, Grantha, Sudhakhandam, bag and danda. So kaha nayati and prathama and dvitiya vibhakti.
Samyak dhanyavadah.
Dhanyavad.
Bhavani bhagini agrimam.
Sevakah amram panasam narikelam cha sinchati. Atra sinchati is a kriyapadam. Kriyapadam. Kaha sinchati. Seva kaha sinchati. Karta. Karta padam. Pradama vibhakti. Then amram, panasam, narikelam. These three vitiya vibhakti. Sarmakaraha. Sarmakaraha. Oh,
so what vibhakti does it take?
Dvitiya vibhakti. Dvitiya.
You have to mention that, right? Always mention the karaka as well as the vibhakti.
Yeah.
Because it goes hand in hand. Without that, the other will not exist.
Okay.
Chandra Bhagini Agrima Udahatma Prasadhi Karuta.
Aam Bhagini. रामः दशरथः सुमन्त्रः वसिष्ठः च नमस्कृतवान् एकीभिकं रामः दशरथं सुमन्त्रं वसिष्ठं च नमस्कृतवान् अत्र क्रियापदमस्ति नमस्कृतवान् कः नमस्कृतवान् रामः नमस्कृतवान् अत्र कर्ता रामः रामः पुल्लिङ्ग प्रथमविभक्ति भवति कं नमस्कृतवान् एकवचनं कं नमस्कृतवान् हूम् डिड् हि प्रोस्ट्रेट् टु दशरथं सुमन्त्रं वसिष्ठं ते सर्वे अपि कर्मपदानि सन्ति तस्य विभक्ति भवति द्वितीया विभक्ति
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः धन्यवादः
भगिनी एकः
सन्देहः
इस् इट् कम् नमस्कृतवान् आर् के नमस्कृतवान्
के नमस्कृतवान् सारि
कान् कान् महोदय
नमस्कृतवान्
कान्
ऐ डोण्ट् गेट् यु
कान् नमस्कृतवान् वा के नमस्कृतवान्
ऐ डोण्ट् नो वाट् इस् के नमस्कृतवान् इफ् यू केन् से कान्
कान् नमस्कृतवान्
ओके
द्वितीया
बहुवचनम् यू आर् सेयिङ्ग् इट् इस् या इट् इस् करेक्ट् इट् इस् कान् ओन्ली दट् वाज़् वाट् विद्याधन् मोदी आल्सो आस्क्ड्
I think I made a mistake. I said K. I think
Mahoday. Yeah, I know. No, you already knew it. It was just keep of the tongue. Nothing much. Alright. So we'll just do one more. Veena Bhagini.
So Bhagini, before that one doubt, Bhagini, the second one, what will be the question? Sita, Grantham, Sudhakhandam, Syutam, Dandam, Cha, Nayati. So Nayati, what question, how do we ask? Is it come or something else there?
No, we have to go to Shabdamanjari for that.
Thank you. Okay. I'll check it.
Because we can do it, but then I want to finish it up really. We have got only 3 more minutes. Okay.
Okay.
We just go to Shabda Manjari, see the Shabda for what will be first Kaha. Like they say first Kaha, it is Kana. Yeah, first three. Okay. If you could not find it, let me know. I'll definitely help you.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So fifth
can
one.
You do the next one?
Fifth one. Sajjanaha, Dharmam, Paropakaram, Sadacharam, Cha, Ichchati. Ichchati is the Kriyapadam. And the Prathama Vibhakti, that is the Karta, is Sajjanaha, Pullinga, Ekavachan, Sajjanaha.
Ekavachanam
is Sajjanaha. Then, Kim, what does he wish? Kani Ichanti. Is that right, ma'am? What does he wish? Dharmam, Paropakara, and Sadacharam. So that is the Dvitiya Vibhakti, the Karma Pada.
So rest, you have to finish it as homework. So the now the homework will be page number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and try to memorize the Shabda for Kaha, Kauke, Kake, Kaha, and also for Neutrogen. Chinke Kani, all the three. The entire Shabda is not at least Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, since we have seen till that. So at least that three of you should be able to recite it for us. Okay, you can decide among yourselves. And one of you can prepare for Chintana. If you want to decide who wants to do it, you can do it now. And Rosario Mahodaya and the Shivaram Mahodaya and Prabhu Mahodaya, get the book by next class. I will send the PDF in the group so that you can get it, so that you can also participate from the next class.
Bhagini, okay. Homework is up to what Abhyasam? Sorry.
Till page number 5.
Okay.
Rosaria Mahodaya, wanted to say something?
Yes, okay. No, it's okay. Next class are you.
Yeah, all right. Shivaram Mahodaya, and Raghuram Mahodaya, you as well can start participating from the next class. Any questions or any doubts from your side, Raghu Mahodaya?
Nothing.
Okay. So I think we can complete the class now. Can one of you say the Shanti Mantra, Chandra Bhagini? Shankar Mahodaya has already said he has some doubt. Let him finish and then you can ask. Yeah, go ahead, Mahodaya.
Madam, I am getting the audio.
Okay.
Is the screen sharing also available?
I am not sharing anything, only if I share something it will be available.
Screen sharing is not there, no? I thought only I am not getting.
What is the point in sharing the screen? You are already having a book, right? Only from that I am talking.
Okay, madam. No, just I want to know.
Okay. Nothing is there. No screen sharing for now.
It's not there. Thank you.
Someone else about Sudhakhandam. Who was that?
Artham. Sudhakhandam Artham.
Chakti.
Chakti. Sinchati, meaning?
Sinchati is sprinkling, you know, you water the trees, right?
Ah, sure, sure. Good. Dhanyavada.
Swagatam. Any other questions from anybody? If not, Chandra, would you make it?
I have one or two doubts. Can I ask Bhagini?
Who is that?
I'm Gauri Shankar.
Yeah.
Balakaha lekanim krinati, in that the yabantam, will it be kriya?
When you ask it out, say the page number or at least
okay,
the
page four, number. Page 4, page number 4.
Okay.
Second subpart. The seventh one. Balakaha lekanim krinati, krinati. In that, will it become krinya?
What krinya?
The seventh one. Krinitam,
krinitva. That is the Hatamadha. We have to think and find it out.
Yeah, I tried that.
That is the point of giving the homework. Just trying for 5 minutes cannot be considered as trying. Try for a week.
I have done the homework. Okay, doesn't matter. I'll try again.
Try. There are material available for you to find it out. Okay. I'm very specific in that because we are in the next level, we are not at the beginner level. So, try. And by the way, Mahodaya, it is not Lekhanim, it's Lekhanim. And it's not Krinati, it's Krinati. The Talu Varna has to be pronounced properly. Any other questions?
Fine, thank you.
Bhagini, one small doubt. Is it 9 to 10 class or is it 9 to 10:30?
It's 9 to 10 actually. We might have to extend for some time.
No problem. I just wanted to find that out.
Because many are raised that they have to go to bed early. So I'll find it.
Okay.
Let us finish the Shanti Mantra and then you can
ask.
Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Dhanyavad.
One small correction. It is Bhavatu, not Bhavatu.
Okay, but.
And then Mangalam, you are saying it should be Mangalam. It should be Mangalam.
Not La.
Sandeep Mahodaya, now you can ask.
Please, Sumita Mahodaya, I am not getting mails because last week I have some problems with my mail system and all that. So I am not getting any mails. Do we have any WhatsApp group? Did we made any WhatsApp group for this?
Yeah, there is.
Will you please add me there because I am not receiving any mails. Please.
I can add you 1 second, let me stop.